welcome back to Beacon Babes. This is Brielle and my best friend Alora.
Hey.
We brought two of our other friends with us, Link and Selena.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
And you know what? Let's just get started off the gate. You guys, hope everyone's well. And with that being said, Link has some fun stuff that she'd like to share with us today. Would you like to share?
Yeah, sure. Hey, everybody. So, it's my first time on, so I just want to say hey, hope everyone's doing good and hanging in there. I kind of want to touch up on some things I feel that are pretty important right now, and for me, that is prayer. I feel like there's an urgency that we all need to be praying, and I don't mean just, you know, thank you for our meal, and which we are thankful, but we need to be praying like we've never prayed before. We all know in the good book, the Bible, God tells us to pray without ceasing. And I feel like this time in our life, in our world, that this moment is one of those moments where this really, really, really should take precedence in our life. The praying without ceasing. And I would like to call upon all of you to help us to start a praying without ceasing movement. If we can start getting everybody to start praying and commit to praying, and we would like to keep these prayers going 24 hours a day, nonstop. If we could get people to start committing to praying, I really feel like we can turn the tides against evil toward the light, towards God, and help us to heal, help our world to heal. I really feel very passionate that this is what God is really hoping that we turn to. A lot of these things that are going on right now can be used as a distraction for the things that we should be focusing on. And I myself have been known to get distracted. I'm like a squirrel in the road.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm a squirrel in the road. But I definitely feel like prayer is essential. So that being said, I actually would like to say a prayer to get this started. And if you guys would pray with me, I would so much appreciate it. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We come before you humbly. We come before you as servants. We come before you with love and grace. We come before you seeking your guidance. We come before you asking for your guidance, for your love and your grace upon us, upon our world. We are all in a state of confusion. Some of us are hurting. Some of us are sad, and some of us are angry. And some of us don't even know you. And so we pray that the ones that don't know you, that they open your heart, their hearts, to learn to get to know you and to welcome your love into their heart. But we need you, Father. We need you so desperately. We just didn't know how desperately we needed you. But now we're waking up to that. We're seeing the truth of what has been going on. And we're learning how desperate we are for your love and guidance. We have been lost, and we're finding our way back to you. Please help us to keep our hearts humbled. Help us to stay focused. We all know that we're not perfect, but you are perfect, and we seek your guidance. I just cannot express enough how much we appreciate you, how much we love you. We are so thankful that we can call upon you and know that your light can shine down upon us. And we also know that we ask you to be with all of the leaders who are trying to do what's right and to help humanity, to help this world. I know you hear the pleas of your children. You hear their cries, you hear their worries, their suffering. You also hear of our successes and our greatness. We can't be anything without you. We can't accomplish anything without you. We're like dust in the wind without you. And we call upon you, Father. We need you and we love you. I'm confident that you can surround us with your strength and your encouragement. And I know that you always win. You have said in your great book that you even notice the little bird in the woods, and how more important are we than even the little bird. So as we start off with this first prayer to you, Father, we want the whole world to be in prayer, 24-hour prayer to you, so that you can guide us and direct us. And I want to say this prayer in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray, amen.
Link, thank that you. Was awesome. Because I really do feel like the world is in a divide.
Yes.
And everything that's happening right now is to create divide and to create hate as opposed to love,
yep.
unity,
yes.
and connection. And that's why it's important to pray, because we need God to support all the people around us who are trying to yes. do good in this world right now, so that we don't end up in a civil war. I honestly am very concerned about that, among many other things, right?
Right, right. And you know, too, it's so important to also pray for our enemies, because God loves them as much as he loves us. And I myself sometimes have a hard time with that, because
yeah.
I get upset, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know. But sometimes I feel like they need him more than
yeah.
we need him. We already have him. We are already in a relationship with him. We already have assurances of his love, his grace, and salvation. We already have that. They don't. And so we have to make sure it's to pray for the ones in the darkness, or to pray for our enemies, and hope that they will see the light.
Yes, I always think if they are the ones getting down on their knees and praying, they get to a place in their life where they have no other choice but yeah. to get down on their knees and pray, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that be ideal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and sadly, I mean, there are people who will never open their heart to light. I mean, that's just, it's always been that way. But then there are people who will, and it's always been that way as well. You see,
yeah.
and you just don't know who those people will be, but you just still pray for them.
It's always nice to have that pleasant surprise. And I know Selena and Laura were telling me about David Wilcock, and he was talking about the frontal lobe and psychopaths. And so
a lot of those right now.
So we go from something totally sweet, and then listen to Brielle. Let's talk about some psychopaths now. But really, how do you get through, though, to those people who are there, you know, frontal lobe is lacking. They have no conscience. That's a problem. That's a big problem.
Those are the ones we need to pray for.
Yes. Those are definitely... So pray for the psychopaths,
right?
I'm saying that funny, but I actually mean seriously. Please pray for everyone. So what other interesting topics can we touch on? Because there's so much now that the Joe Biden and Donald Trump battle of the election is going on right now. I mean, this is crazy. Laura and I were talking about it on our last broadcast, and we said the next time that we're going to bring up Donald Trump, and the next time that you see us, we're going to be really upset. And at this point in time right now, we're feeling a bit upset.
We're a little on the upset side.
Should we talk about that?
Well, you know what? I feel like a lot of us are upset, but at the same time, I feel like there's always been a plan. So I think we just need to be patient, and I think it's all going to work out.
There's a reason for all of this.
Yeah. And how do you change a corrupt system without showing the corruption? People have to see it.
Corruption has to be completed in its entirety, I think, before it can be exposed.
Were they talking about the corruption possibly being revealed in a few weeks? Is that like speculation? What did you guys hear? What did you see?
Hearing that it could be as soon as next week.
Yay.
So,
yeah.
I want to see that so badly. I want to see people be held accountable, and almost to the point where they're like humiliated in public for all of their horrendous, vile choices and decisions in their life.
Right? Right. Well, I mean, like she was saying, rumor around the mill, so to speak, but I've heard a few different things. So, one, it could start as early as next week. What are we talking about? Well, we've heard that there's going to be a blackout. Well, what does that mean? Well, like social media blackout, because we see the extreme censoring. This is what communist parties do. They censor out what people are allowed to see, read, watch, And if you go against their narrative, they block you. And we're seeing that all across all platforms, all across all big tech. And so I think that's going to get all shut down. And it's possible, speculation, of course, it's possible that the president will end up using the emergency system to communicate with us. And that not, and then they're going to declass. I'm hoping this is the case. This is what we've heard, but that they'll declass and that they're just going to play it like over and over, like 8 hours a day. And for what, 10 days, something like that is what we heard.
A minimum of 3 days, a loop of 8 hours over and over again for 3 days.
Yeah.
And hopefully everything will be out in the open and exposed, and knowledge is power.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, gosh, I don't even know. Could you do it all in 3 days?
And so where are we going to hear this broadcast? If it's a blackout, right?
So if it's a blackout, his only option is to use the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah,
which has been tested in numerous times. Years. Yeah.
Yes. Recently. Yeah. Yeah, it's been very much tested and even updated. Mm-hmm. It's been updated. And think about that. So people will be getting it on their, anything that you can get, you know, your TVs, your phones,
radio,
it's going to go on all those things. So none of the big tech can censor that. They can't shut it. They can't shut it off. They cannot control the narrative. They can't control what the masses are seeing. They can't cover it up. You know, the crimes will be laid bare for everybody to see. And of course, you see it, and it's up to each person to, you know, I mean, I would pray that people see the truth. They don't think it's fake, or because, you know, we're talking about crimes against humanity. We're talking mm-hmm. about crimes against children. Mm-hmm. And if once you see it, and I hope they show it all. I mean, I really do. I'll be disappointed if they don't. I mean, if they really don't do a full declass, I mean, I really want everybody to see the whole story, the whole truth. I just can't see you being a decent human being and seeing all that and then still saying, ugh.
That's just not real.
It's not real or it's fake, you know, or anything like that. But I'm excited. I'm hoping that that happens.
Now, this would be really interesting to see afterwards, not only to see it happen, but then to see the people who, no disrespect, but who are not woke yet, to see if they will be awoke or if they're still gonna stay stuck in their same way of thinking, even after the big reveal. Which, what do you guys think the speculation is on the big reveal? Like, what do you guys think is going to happen?
Well, so much. Yeah, right? You go first.
I don't know.
You're in the hot seat.
I would hope priority number one would be crimes against humanity, the children, the trafficking, the voter fraud. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure that'll be in there. You know, and then we've got, you know, some other fringe things like the tech that's been suppressed. You can call it UFO tech, but it's actually a lot of medical tech that they've had for decades, and hopefully that'll be revealed.
Yeah.
Which, cures. I mean, really is another crime against humanity if you think about it.
Right?
If you've got these things that can cure people and you've been holding them.
Like cancer?
Yeah, cancer. If you have something like a med bed where somebody can lay in the bed and be healed, why would you hold that or hide that? What would be your motive?
I would say billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
Money
and power. Yep.
This is these are the ultimate crimes.
Yes.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Against humanity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And when you're talking about children, that's a disgrace. Link, you were talking about Donald Trump, and you were talking about the weight that is on his shoulders, really, for the knowledge that he has. And I wanted to see if we could talk about that just a little bit and maybe what he's going through right now as we speak, because, you know, Selena was also talking about fraud. There is speculation that the votes are fraudulent, the mailed-in votes, and that Trump knew this in advance. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I get things mixed up, but that there are watermarks on some of those ballots.
Yeah.
So that's how they know that they're fraudulent. So what's going on right now in regards to that? Do we have any more information other than that?
Well, the watermarks I'm hearing are a part of like a blockchain system. And leave it to the beautiful First Lady, mm-hmm. who always ends up sending us a message in her clothes, who literally wore a blockchain dress day before yesterday, I think it was.
That's amazing.
And so...
That's awesome.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, when she wore her dress at Mount Rushmore, the designs on it were by people who had been trafficked. When she did her speech at the White House, it was military green because they're not messing around. When the Republican convention week, she came out in a beautiful, bright green dress.
Beautiful shade of green.
Beautiful, a beautiful shade of green that some people really love. And, but when she came out with that blockchain this week, I was like, bam, snap. I was like, yes, because she doesn't have to say or do anything. She just puts on her elegant dress, walks out in her, being her elegant self.
Her classy, beautiful self.
Her beautiful self. And then we hear about the watermark and it's blockchain. Now, the thing about blockchain is what I'm hearing is that it's traceable. They can track it. They know everything about where that ballot went. Amazing technology. And we've heard about blockchain technology. We've heard quantum voting system. They've had that sitting on the back burner. And that would prevent, if they could instill this new voting system, that would prevent what we're going through right now. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be going through all this ballot garbage and people throwing stuff in the garbage. Everybody would get a voter ID. And you could vote from your phone or your home computer or whatever, and they couldn't cheat on it. They could not, the way the system, they wouldn't be able to cheat on it. Now, of course, I'm not an expert on this. This is just what I'm hearing. But so if that is the case, the ballots were watermarked and they were blockchained, Game over.
I love
game
it.
Game over.
Because I feel like all of these things need to come out in order for something like this to change. It has to be huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. If you were to come out, like, if he was to really just come up and say, oh, I'm going to change the voting system, a voting system that's been in place since the beginning, right, on how we did things, what are they going to say? I mean, they're first of all, one, it's fraudulent. Two, he's going to have it set up to where he automatically wins. Right? In order to bring about change, the people have to see the corruption. You cannot just go in and change everything. Like, you can't just...
You have to have proof.
You have to show it. You have to show people the truth. People right. don't want to... You can't just tell them. You have to show them. In a way, sometimes it's frustrating. Why can't someone just tell us stuff and be like, okay. Yeah. But at the same time, I get it, because we've been told so much stuff. I mean, think about all the lies that we've uncovered recently. It's mind-boggling, really. And, so America and the world is getting a taste of the American voting system and how corrupt it is and how corrupt it's been for decades. So it definitely needs to be updated and changed.
Alora's showing me a picture of Melania's dress, and she is rocking it.
Yeah.
But she could rock anything.
Yeah,
I know. I love that she's so intentional, even yes. in her clothing, to send the message that she wants to send.
Such a quiet way of doing it.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear the conversation between her and Donald, you know?
Oh, yeah. Now think about it. When she wears stuff like that, when he wears his Tiffany blue tie and she's wearing the blockchain dress, those messages aren't for us. Mm-hmm. Those aren't for us. That's for the deep state. They're sending the message to them. That's what the message is for. We get, yes, it's cool for us.
We get the fun of it all.
We get the fun of it all. We get to come on here and talk about stuff, but
this is
they're sending a message they're sending out the messages to the deep state around the world, not just here, but around the world. I mean, just what a classy way to do it. Mm-hmm.
I would say that if Donald Trump were to make the change in the voting system, Donald Trump, I mean, people have been hating on him like hardcore. Mm. So he can't do it that way. There's right. absolutely no way. It no, has to be done like
you,
this.
Yeah, and I what you were bringing up earlier about the weight on his shoulders. I was thinking about it the other day, and I was talking to someone, and stop and think about it. We get up everybody gets up and everybody's doing their thing and we have opinions and we may argue. We may, you know, just chitter chatter with everybody else or whatever. But think about this. He has to go to bed every night knowing that, one, he didn't have to do this. I mean, he has been attacked, ridiculed, he's talked about. His family's attacked. His children attacked. I mean, think about how that would feel to us if someone was coming after your children or our children or whatever. And that is hurtful just within itself. But then to think that you have people out there who wish you dead or wish your family dead, or like when he caught the COVID and everybody's like, oh, I hope he dies. This is it. Yay.
Yes, how then appalling.
Then when they found out he was okay, I mean, they were upset about it. And do they stop to think that when he goes to bed at night, that he realizes that the weight of the world is literally on his shoulders? It's all we have standing between us and the evil that we know is lurking there is him. And it ain't just the United States. I mean, we've got people in the Netherlands and the UK and
Canada.
Like, people are crying out, and Australia, and they're literally watching on pins and needles, watching this election, watch what's happening in America. And they're literally saying, like, we're praying for your president. We're praying for you. Everything's riding on it. Oh, I hope he gets elected because we need saved. And they're like, please save us, President Trump. Please come over here and help us, President Trump. People are frightened. People are nervous. They're unsure. And things are just so shaky everywhere right now. And he knows that everybody's saying all this. He knows that the people are crying out. He knows he's literally the lone soldier. He's got help, yeah, but it's on his shoulders, his decision.
He's the face.
And I feel sorry for him because I can't imagine laying my head down on a pillow at night knowing that you have hundreds of millions of children and adults weighing on your shoulders, like knowing that you have to wake up in the morning and fight this fight against all these evil people trying to take you out, trying to stop you. And what are they trying to stop you from? Helping people. They're literally trying to stop him from helping humanity, helping the people around the world. And I pray for him all the time because I can't imagine how heavy that is on his heart, the responsibility. I mean, I'd probably cry myself to sleep every night, honestly, if it was me. I'd be just, well, and then I'd wake up determined and angered. But but a good cry makes you always feel a little better sometimes. But
the people that hate on him so much, I don't know what they think he's getting out of the presidency. He already had everything he's got now through the presidency. He already had that personally with his businesses and his children. He didn't need to do this. He didn't need to take this job. He is receiving no benefit from it whatsoever. He is completely selflessly giving of himself to try to make the country and the world better.
Man, what a bad man.
How terrible. What an awful human being.
I mean, that's a good point that you made, though.
Yeah, because think about it. He doesn't keep his salary. He donates his salary. Mm-hmm. He's the only president that has ever donated his salary. He is the only president that has taken the presidency and has not walked away, like walking in maybe with, you know, six-figure or maybe a little bit of a millionaire and not leaving, you know, on government money, a billionaire. Like, mm-hmm. he's actually lost a few billion dollars in his business, his businesses. He's actually, I think he went from, don't quote me on this, but it was like, say, $4 billion, and he's down to like three or something. Like, he's lost money.
Substantial.
Like, substantial amount of money taking on the job as president. But you know what? When he lays down at night and he wakes up in the morning, even though these people are trying to take him out, he's still making decisions that's going to benefit them. Mm-hmm. He's still trying to help his enemy. He's not a bad guy. Like, you know, when we read in the Bible, Jesus says, pray for your enemies. He's getting up every day fighting for his enemies, just like he's fighting for us. So, you know, he's a good testament of that. I mean, that just shows his character that, now, don't mistake me when I say that, because he will bring about justice. And if you are a criminal, you will meet justice. I'm confident in that. But he is, he's going to be fair in the justice, and that's the key. Like, he's going to do it according to how the Constitution was written in 1776, and he's going to go by the Constitution, and he's going to go by as us being a republic, not a corporation.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just so confused, I guess, as to why people are hating on him so much. I mean, unless they're just completely and utterly distracted by other things in their world. You know, forgive me for saying this, but I don't see the appeal of Joe Biden, especially when his son did all this stuff with the whole laptop and everything. And isn't that proven? Like, all of that is proven. That is all factual.
That was on the laptop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't, like, me personally, if I see that and that's his son, that alone is terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that, so that's the only shady thing that's in his life? Because I highly doubt that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think, honestly, I think a lot of people aren't doing the research.
Right? Yes.
I think what is happening, and I was saying this the other day, you have a lot of people who are just listening to the mainstream media. They're not actually telling any of those stories.
No.
So if you're not out doing the research for yourself, you may not even know about that. Because it's being blocked.
Yes.
And so,
and that's shady.
It's shady. Big tech is shady. And so there are people who are, they're being misinformed. They're being, you know, they're being led down a different path. They're being told lies. And sadly, they don't know. A lot of people don't actually, they're not bad people. They don't know they're being lied to still. They don't know that the mainstream media, you know, even though Trump's been telling them and other people have been saying, like, oh, this mainstream media is, they're lying, whatever. But I don't really think they understand some of them don't understand the depths of which the mainstream media is doing things. Because, like, you know, just like, I know some older people. They're not social media people, right? Their only avenue of info is
the news.
Know, the main basic channels, right? So how would they know? They're not bad people. They're not getting the information.
They're just spoon-fed.
They're just spoon-fed. But see, they would have no way of knowing that what they're getting is false. They would have no way of knowing. They wouldn't even know what's going on. So I think a lot of people are just misinformed. And they just don't know. But that would be where the blackout was going to come in handy. Cut off social media, let the president get on the emergency broadcast, and kick some butt. Let's just open the floodgates. Let's tell it all, show all their crimes, and show all the evidence. And then just go arrest them, throw them at Gitmo, and be done with it.
So now, next week when Selena was saying about these people possibly being arrested, but we're not going to get names, probably. No? I really want the names.
Well,
how many sealed indictments?
There's over 100,000 sealed indictments.
Now, that alone should
And that's
bring out an alarm.
Mind. Yeah, and that's actually around the world.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like, you know, let's say, for example, there was a certain person that lives somewhere that is a criminal on Epstein Island, right? We have the evidence, and we've got a sealed indictment against them. They need to be extradited and come back here, and we're going to arrest them, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So it's over 100,000 indictments around the world.
That's insane.
What do you think the world, like the United States alone, would do if allegedly...
allegedly and speculatively.
Speculatively, playing pretend. We're playing pretend.
you hear Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, other people.
Maybe Bush's.
Yes. I mean, you start hearing those names, I think some people are going to be in complete and utter shock. And then
in
what?
Denial.
What?
Yeah. But you know what? There's so much that is out there on the internet. There's so much out there that still can be researched that hasn't been taken down, that hasn't been blocked.
Yeah.
And so if someone wants to believe that all this is a lie and all of this is made up and all these people are all in on this lie together, all they simply have to do is Google it. Yeah. I mean, do your own research, people. If you think this is all a lie, look it up for yourself. Stop just listening to the bobbleheads on the network shows. Look it up for yourself.
Yeah, and please turn off mainstream media.
Yeah.
Just turn it off.
It's doing
nobody any good.
Yeah, I actually turned it on the other day for the first time in forever. And I was like, wow, like everything is fear, panic, stress, anxiety.
You know, that's part of their playbook, though.
Yes.
That's a part of their playbook.
Which is why we need this 24/7 prayer chain, prayer wave, nonstop.
Yeah.
We need everybody to take a turn. It just needs to keep going.
Yeah.
We need to bring in the light.
Yeah.
Pray for humanity.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, how do we do this?
I would like to know, I would love for somebody to hear this podcast and to help us figure it out logistically, like how we can make this go worldwide, everybody take a turn. I don't know if it has to be divided by time zone. I don't know if we need to have people sign up and sign on and be like, okay, I'm taking my turn. But it needs to happen.
Yeah, it does.
There's research that if you have 7,000 people minimum, all praying, meditating, praying, thinking good thoughts, all doing it at the same time, it is proven. They've done this research. They've proven it over and over and over again scientifically that you can raise the positive vibration of the earth. Crime goes down, murders go down, robberies go down during that period. So can you imagine if we had how many people?
Millions,
doing it
hopefully.
All at the same time for 24 hours, like what we could change on this planet.
Yeah, what was going through my head right now is what they're all seeing on the mainstream media is the hate. And people fall into that trap, right? They fall into that trap. They get stressed. They have anxiety. Maybe some people have PTSD over all of this stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then they're not thinking positive thoughts.
No, you get caught in that. Mm-hmm. It's a cycle of abuse. You know, if you go back to the whole psychopath thing, if anyone follows David Wilcock, he gave a great video about psychopaths, how they think, what motivates them, what doesn't motivate them. You know, if you get trapped in that cycle of abuse and you are constantly being fed negative, 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 it's so hard to get out of it.
Oh,
it really is. It's a cycle of abuse. I mean,
so look at how much we could do with the prayer.
Yeah, so if you have, alternatively, this prayer, this positiveness, this light being brought in, you know, how many people could we help? Could we maybe just a blip, maybe just one little blip in their life is enough to put the brakes on and make them stop for a minute and, you know, try to get some positive into their life.
Yeah. I will say, you guys, like, sometimes I'll take my dogs, you know, before the sun rises. So I like to take my dogs for a little morning cruise as the sun is rising. And that's my prayer time. And I haven't done it in a while because my husband and I used to get Dunkin' Donuts all the time, every single morning. And then we decided to stop doing that. Okay. So then now my prayer time is no longer, because that was the perfect way to do it. And I start to feel like I desperately need it.
Yeah.
Like when I'm not doing that and I don't feel close to God, I feel a little bit empty. I'm not even just saying that. So I think if if you're feeling helpless or you're feeling hopeless, you feel like despair, just try. baby steps, mm-hmm. see how you feel, make a commitment to it. Like, I don't know, 2 minutes a day.
2 minutes. Yeah.
And then just make it a habit. Like, you brush your teeth every day, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe pray while you're brushing your teeth in your head.
Yeah, there you go.
Find a time to do it. Commit to it and see how you start to feel. Because I promise you, you're going to feel better about yourself and you're going to feel better about your life. And guess what you're going to feel? Hope.
Yeah.
And let us know if you're taking on that 2 minutes at 8 a.m. to brush your teeth and pray. Let us know that you've taken that time slot.
Yeah. That might actually be really fun. Like, follow us on Twitter, Beacon Babes, and say, I prayed today while I was brushing my teeth, or I prayed while I was washing my hands, or I prayed while I was doing the dishes.
Toothbrushing prayers. Hashtag.
Yeah, give us a fun, interesting prayer moment.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Staying positive, staying hopeful in a world that maybe you feel that there might not be any hope. But I do think things could possibly change around on that hopeful note. We just have to be patient. I think it kind of shows a little bit of hope that Donald Trump was thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. I think it's great that they have the watermarks here, so we'll have to see what happens. We might still have Donald Trump as a president, you know?
Yeah.
It's highly possible. Do you guys have any other topics that you guys want to touch on?
Well, I'm just going to ask a question.
Yeah?
Is JFK Jr. alive?
Let's do a whole other one on that.
I love that.
I want to throw that question out there. I would love to know what anyone thinks on this. If you guys have any info, proof, pics, videos.
Oh my gosh, I love that you brought this up because we were actually talking about this earlier. And, you know, I've always, when I was younger, I was absolutely in love with Marilyn Monroe. And, well, I still love Marilyn Monroe. But I was always like, you know, there's no way she committed suicide. I'm just not going to believe it. I did a complete article for my teacher in school in my criminology class stating that she was murdered, okay, because of the conspiracy. And he gave me a bad grade because he didn't agree with me.
Oh,
okay. And now, let's talk about what you were saying.
Well, I think you need to look this teacher
John
up.
I was mad, okay? Very mad.
I would totally look him up, and I would just send him a little note and say, you still think it's a conspiracy?
20 years later, in your face.
Yes. I would totally do it, but that's me.
Marilyn knew too much, plain and simple. That's what it was.
Interestingly, someone had mentioned an idea kind of about Marilyn and JFK and I hadn't thought of it this way, and I thought maybe a lot of other people haven't thought of it either. But, you know, they always said that JFK was cheating on Jackie with Marilyn. And so this narrative was put out that said, you know, he was going against the deep state, and he wanted to take down the big C. I don't know if you can say that on here. and of course, if no one knows what that is, you have to research that. And so they said that they had to discredit him. That they were basically, I mean, look at how they've done our president now, right? To discredit somebody, to change the narrative of making them look as horrible as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this they were saying that he actually never cheated on his wife, that he actually loved his wife, and that this was their one of their tactics to discredit him as with his character, because he knew how the people loved him. They knew how they loved him. They loved him passionately. And so they did everything they could to start discrediting his character. And I was like, you know, that's pretty interesting. Because, I mean, obviously I can't prove it. We can't prove it. But I thought that was just an avenue I had not really heard before. But it makes sense, knowing what we know now. And seeing the lengths at which they'll go.
Right.
It's very possible.
That's an amazing topic of conversation too, because when you think about it, if someone has something serious to hide, like serious, what are they going to do? They're going to cast shadows on the mm-hmm. person that's trying to take them down. Yep. They're going to gaslight.
Yeah.
They're going to manipulate the rest of us so that we can believe all of this gobbledygook. It's disgusting, but I think what's really neat is karma.
Oh, karma is in maybe his son's alive, that kind of karma?
I think karma.
Are we talking this kind of karma?
Karma can go both ways. You can give good karma, you can have bad karma.
Well, all I say is tell people do the research. I don't know, maybe just go check out Donald Trump's inauguration day. Go look at JFK's inauguration day. I don't know. Does anyone know about Tiffany Blue? Jackie and Tiffany Blue? Melania and Tiffany Blue? I don't know. The blue Tiffany box with the beautiful white ribbon. That box, actually.
What was in that box?
I don't know what was in that box. But here's the thing.
It's supposed to be a picture frame, but I don't know.
But, picture frame of us busting you in your crimes.
Okay. And that's the karma.
Oh, there's the karma.
That's the karma I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a frame and it says we have it all. I actually heard, and I actually wanted to research this because I just heard this as well, that at one point when JFK got killed, I heard that they put his ashes in a Tiffany blue box, and I want to look that up to see if it's real or not real, because the Tiffany blue box is essential. The Tiffany blue color is essential. And if you want to research more, I mean, we do have Donald Trump's daughter. Her name is Tiffany. Donald Trump was best friends with JFK Jr. They did copy the inauguration, right? Brilliant. And, you know, he does wear the Tiffany blue tie when there's important events. Tiffany wore Tiffany blue at the Republican convention when she spoke. What else is there?
John.
Oh, gosh.
That's
the
huge.
The rallies. Yes.
All That's
the little,
huge.
All the little hints of John. Hey.
This handsome guy, John.
Yeah. Yeah. When, this wind, my hat, I need a hat. Someone get me a hat. A few minutes later, he comes, someone gets in. Oh, hey, thank you, John. Oh, John. Yeah, thank you. And then he says, yeah, they say the ladies, you know, this guy's famous. They say the ladies really like him. Of course, I was getting heart palpitations. I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is when he's going to reveal he's alive. But I mean, there's only two things. How this can go. One, he's alive and it'll be a big reveal and it will change everything because it's literally almost like bringing the prince back to its throne.
Oh my gosh,
you know what I'm saying?
Love that.
It's really what that would
full circle.
I mean, yeah, like it's really like bringing the prince back to his throne.
Oh.
And that would be amazing. I mean, it would change. I mean, it would affect the world. And then the other option is Donald Trump and him were best friends. And he knew how important it was for JFK Jr. to bring down the deep state that had murdered his father. And it was one of his goals to do that. And if he did pass away in the weird, odd plane crash that the door was on the inside and the box, the black box was not by the plane and that, I don't know, relative ran out to the boat. I think it was Robert that ran out to the boat and then there was like this quick burial, but there's never been a body. Oh, I don't know, a lot of mystery there. But, so anyway, I don't know, I lost my train of thought because I got sidetracked on that plane because it's like, yeah, the plane door really was on the inside. Like they parachuted out, but like they parachuted out. But no, I mean, if him being best friends with him, what would send the deep state into a complete panic? I mean, think about this. He was, at the time his plane went down, he was literally running against Hillary Clinton for the Senate seat. And I'm pretty sure he knew, or they knew, that they were going to try and take him out. Okay? So if they did take him out, knowing what he knows, knowing, you know, what Donald Trump would know about his friend, knowing that he would want to catch these people, one, that would give him the drive to finish what his friend had started. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to finish this in his memory. But also, in all these little hints and clues, the Kennedy clues, the boxes, the Tiffany blue, the little John drops, and all these little things, I think that he, you know, someone could have said, like, well, wouldn't that be disrespectful, him using him that way if it was his friend, he's dead, or whatever. And I said, no, because his friend would tell him, do what you have to do to bring these people down.
Yes.
And if you gotta use me to put a fear into them that I might be alive, then do it. Maybe his angel self is standing right beside his friend and guarding him and helping him through this because...
We're laughing because... Okay, so we want to let you know that we have this little fuzzy friend named Charlie.
Yeah.
And in our past other episodes, it was my husband Sean playing video games. So Charlie's joining us, but you probably can't hear. Who knows if you can, but Charlie wanted to come in and say hi. He was scratching at the door. He's trying to distract us, but we love him so much, we have to let him in. Yes. He's so cute. He wants to play with the girls.
And even Charlie can't distract us from John John.
But. No. But that topic alone, I want you to continue. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to tell you that, like, I honestly think that Donald Trump likes to put these messages in to let them know that he knows.
That we know that you know that we know that you know.
But that you know.
I mean, just think, though, like, the deep state, they don't know if he's alive or not alive now. Because, think about it. We're picking up on all these clues. They know more than we do, and they're picking up on it, and they don't know either. And they're freaking out because, I mean, think about that. That would change a lot. That's going to have them shaking in their boots.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, they're going to be shaking in their boots. I mean, I'm sure that has kept them on their toes this whole time with all the clues and them wondering, you know, is the prince returning to his throne?
I'm serious. Like, I get goosebumps thinking about that. And this is a war between the Republicans and the Democrats, is it not?
Yeah.
This is a war.
And I feel like it's biblical. I mean, this is good versus evil. Like, we're at the precipice of this earth being surrounded in light or being overtaken and completely surrounded in complete darkness. Because let's be honest, through our research, and I'm sure people listening on here, you guys have been doing some of your own research, it does cross party lines. There's going to be there's a lot of evidence on both sides of the aisle of mass criminal activity. And some of it, I mean, I myself digging, I actually had to quit digging on some things because I dug so deep one day that the things I heard and saw, I couldn't sleep. I cried and I've never ever, I mean, I'm a praying person, I'm a Christian, but I have never in my life begged and pleaded to God like I did after seeing and what I saw and hearing what I heard. And it was crimes against children. And these people, they're still just walking around and doing their own thing. And, you know, and you think to yourself, how can this be? How can this be? How can they just keep walking around when it's just out there? I don't have to see it to hear it to know it's there. And some things just don't need to go into our minds. God has seen it, God has heard it, and God has heard those pleas and those cries. And I don't need to see it and hear it to know that it's real.
Yeah. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it. And I'll tell you, I mean, it has changed my life. It has completely changed my life. Like, I can't even, like, I'm having a hard time even finding something to watch.
Yeah.
Because I see stuff or I see certain people and I'm just like, I know what I know now. And I'm like, really? Like, I love watching TV. I love watching movies. But I'm like, it's ruined. I feel like it's ruined. I don't know if I'll ever be able to get back to it. But anyway, I just think that I can't wait for D-Class. I can't wait for JFK Jr. to step out into the light.
Wouldn't that just be phenomenal, though? I love that. Yeah. I love thinking about those things.
And, you know, if Donald Trump used the memory of his friend in the takedown of the murderers of his father... in his memory, and he really is gone. I know he's looking down, and he's happy for what Donald Trump is doing and how he's doing it. He's doing it with integrity. He's doing it with class, and he's doing it with conviction and determination like I've never seen before.
Right? I couldn't agree with you more on that, for sure.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell. We haven't even talked about her yet. Alora found something new. That just came up, guys.
Oh, wow. What'd you find out? Brand new.
Speaking of kids. And trafficking. And
somebody we follow just posted that there's been 5 sealed documents that have been put on the docket, which means they are getting prepared to be released soon, and this isn't over.
So does that mean that...
5 out of 100 and some thousand?
Yeah! Yeah, but who are these five people? So this, we're going to find out five documents, but what are in these documents?
Maybe it'll be the 100,000.
And who?
Yeah. Wow.
Gosh. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. That is exciting.
Well, so that's something that we can talk about in our next episode. And I know that we were also going to mention to you guys about Donald Trump and how he was basically predicted to be the president way back in the 80s by this prophet. So I told you guys that we were going to talk about that, but we'll talk about that in our next episode. We were really excited to have an opportunity to talk to Link and Selena today. We're going to bring them back because they have a lot of knowledge about a lot of things we could be here for.
Forever. Days,
months, and so many years. So you have so much more information coming from all of us. I can't wait. So you guys, I think the biggest message that we wanted to give to you guys is to do a global prayer. Let's just say a universal prayer for humanity across the board. Yeah. You guys, make sure you brush your teeth and pray every single day. So if you brush your teeth twice a day, then you should be praying twice.
Yeah.
Well, before we head off, do you guys have anything you want to send off to anyone?
Other than if you guys, maybe if they have some ideas about getting the prayer, getting it set up to where we can kind of, if they want to post down there when they want to pray or something maybe.
Perfect.
Or if they have other people that they want to share it with. So we can kind of get this going because I feel an urgency about this.
I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I mean, and I don't mean like a week urgency. I mean like a 24-hour urgency, you know, like the next 12 hours. Like,
yes. Like,
you know, I really want to get this going. There's just so many things that you can change through prayer. I mean, you can change everything through prayer. So, and we need it. So, yeah, yes. So if you guys want to just add ideas or input or whatever, we appreciate it.
We'll tag some big people on this post and hopefully we'll get some ideas.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Kids, thank you so much for joining Laura and I today.
Thanks for having us.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and that's where you can send your messages. Let us know what your prayers are, what you're doing, and share the love. That's what we need. Love. That will equal hope for all of us in this world. We need it. We need it a lot. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you guys next week. Or we'll talk at you guys next week. How about that? Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I literally waved.